everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with LaVon, live from the Love Lab tonight in my hometown of Lemon Grove. Very excited to be with you guys. Thank you for being with me here on Friday. It's January 15th. We host a show Monday through Friday. Same station, UCY.TV. Same time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But even more awesome than all of that jazz is supporting local entrepreneurs slash amazing human beings, as usual. We'll be featuring two people who will introduce themselves in just a moment from a company called Hill Tribe Hemp, correct? Mm-hmm. And the product is Hempy Scrubby. And you guys know me, I'm always trying to teach you about ways to love yourself. And I'm pretty sure they created something that not only does that, but stimulates a really good industry and could really change the world. So please introduce yourselves, friends. What are your names? And
My name's Johanna.
I'm Matthew. I'm a local from San Diego, raised in San Diego, Grossmont High School.
Woo! Yeah.
And we founded Hill Tribe Hemp. And like you said, it's all about supporting the wellness of ourselves, treating ourselves with love and respect, and also while we're doing that, supporting people around the world with fair wages and supporting organic agriculture, non-GMO agriculture, and fair trade.
It gives me bumps, like happy bumps, because that's the future if we want to sustain this planet along with ourselves. It's a mutual ecosystem that we've forgotten that connection. But this, I think, will help remind people of that. How do you think that could happen?
Yeah, the product that you have in your hands is called the Hempy Scrubby, and it's made from hand-loomed heirloom hemp. It's something that these indigenous hill tribe called the Hmong and all over Southeast Asia have actually cultivated for millennia. They're seen as origins in having origins in Tibet, and then they migrated down like the Southeast Asian mountain range. So you can find it in Laos, in Thailand, northern Thailand, in Vietnam, and southern China. And this hemp fabric is hand-loomed, and
it's beautiful.
Yeah, you can use it right on your skin, and that's what we promote it as, a dry scrub and washcloth 2-in-1.
So what that means is, like, before you shower, I'm sure you know about dry scrubbing.
Yeah, we've talked about skin brushing, or dry scrubbing. Why is that important for the people who don't know?
Yeah, so skin brushing is a really powerful way just to flush your whole system, your lymphatic system, which is basically your skin and your lymph nodes, is your immune system. That's how you release toxins from your body, most of the toxins from your body. So by scrubbing your skin with like a rougher fabric, like the Hempy Scrubby, you stimulate blood flow and you allow circulation in your body to get your lymph nodes going and to really release all of that. And then because it's made from raw heirloom hemp, you can jump in the shower, use it as a washcloth so it can get wet. It softens when it's wet. So it's like a nice gentle exfoliation in the shower. It lathers up great with your favorite soap. And then you just hang dry it, and it doesn't get smelly like other washcloths might.
Oh my gosh, how awesome.
And it'll dry and get nice and like rough again for your next dry scrub the next day.
That's amazing. Do you guys know how much skin the human body sheds?
Isn't that like a pound of waste?
Yeah,
literally like a pound of the most. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Most of the dust in your house is your skin.
It's wild, right?
It's true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
And that's why it's so important to get it off. Your body's trying to get rid of it for a reason.
Well, yeah, your skin is the largest organ in your body, and it's referred to as a third kidney because it does the most detoxing. And so there's a lot of stuff coming up through the skin every day, and a lot of that stuff doesn't come out.
It doesn't.
And when it doesn't come out, it it builds up, and some people say that's what blemishes are. That's what cellulose is.
Oh,
cellulite.
Cellulite. Oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
Extra fat is actually toxins getting stored and getting stored in there and stagnant. So when you first do this, you go on your lymph spot. So like on your hips and right by your armpits.
Right.
And you go in a circular motion, and then you go to your fingertips and brush towards your heart, towards those lymph drainage spots. And the way the lymph system works is it goes all along this surface of the skin, and there's no pump. So you actually have to move it every day.
Oh.
And the lymph system is like where the white blood cells throw their trash. So white blood cells help catch all the bacteria, germs, and stuff like that, and it eliminates it through your lymph system, your lymphatic system. And so it goes to the surface of your just below the surface of your skin, and it's just all these soft spots. So you don't have to scrub super hard. And what's really good about having a cloth is that you can mold it to the creases of a body. And you know, you can decide to be more gentle. Some of these brushes that are out there are really rough, and some are actually synthetic plastics. And that's a problem in multiple senses, because there's experts that say the plastics cause microabrasions, so little tears in the skin, which can lead to wrinkles, and you know, just
you're more prone to an infection too. I think, you know, there's all kinds of random bacteria everywhere,
right?
And it could just easily enter.
Plus, you're using something that ultimately is going to end up in a landfill, and like, you know, the heavy scrubby you can throw in your compost when you're done with it.
Oh my gosh.
You
know? Yeah, it actually, so you said, you know, sustainable business, and I actually like to talk about regenerative business.
Ooh,
I like
tell
to talk,
me.
I like to talk about the way business can be the solution and just fuel an alternative rather than sustaining something that's not sustainable.
Practical. Yeah.
And so when I'm thinking about regenerative from the way we're treating ourselves with this product and the way it's got here from Asia. So we support small scale farmers, and these are indigenous farmers. I mentioned earlier, they're the Hmong Hill tribes. And
correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't the Hmong tribes mostly composed of women? Aren't they a matriarchal type of society?
I'm not exactly sure on the social structure. However, the women are in charge of a lot of the daily things, like the deciding when to plant the hemp, when to hemp is let's back up. Hemp is really integral to their society. It is the fabric of their society. And you can follow that thread of lineage way back, like a millennia. And the women are the only ones that are allowed to weave it. It's like bad luck if the men touch it. They told me all this, so they wouldn't let me weave it when I was over there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It just has a very beautiful energy to it, and it is a work of art.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It looks like the most elaborate rug, just a mini tiny version. I want to build a dollhouse and like put it in there as a rug. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, the interesting thing is
watch me. It's going to happen. That's where hippie scrub, besides my skin, it's going on my dollhouse.
When you're all done, send them to Levana.
Yeah, she'll put them in dollhouses.
The really interesting thing is the story behind this product is interesting. I was out in Asia with a mission to work with small scale farmers.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I saw hemp as a alternative to growing GMO crops. A lot of these farmers are brought into the regular monetary society economy, and they want to make some money, so they have options. It's usually conventional corn or conventional rice, aka GMO corn, GMO rice.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is a seed company will come there with it, give it to them as a loan, and it with the pesticides and the fertilizer, they use it, they get a great yield, and then a lot of times what happens, they'll keep using it, and without proper regulation of it, they'll get diminished returns, and then sometimes they'll get in debt. And oftentimes when they get in debt, they either leave their land or they just give up farming. They lose their connection with their land, and they'll sell their land, they'll go into the city, and some make it as taxi drivers or selling little trinkets here and there. And a lot of them become poor peasants in
and
the cities.
We're talking about like sovereign tribes, like they're sovereign nations. So when they get into this vicious cycle working with huge agricultural corporations and end up having to leave their land, they lose their sovereign status.
So this is pretty much modern day version of how we got here, right? Think about it. It's the same heinous end where people are losing that connection and their ability to sustain themselves, but without the obvious slang. But it eventually it is that. And it that
yeah,
that's
and so,
horrifying.
Yeah, so I mean
we want to be like solution oriented.
Yeah.
And that's why we're like, okay, so this is something that they make and people are going crazy about hemp right now with good reason. Hemp is an amazing plant. And but like we want to be supporting its roots, and they've been growing hemp for thousands of years, like Matthew said, and it's part of their tradition. And by supporting this like simple product, we also have like higher end apparel products on our website, but you can find Hempy Scrubby all over the United States, in health food stores as well as in our online store. But yeah, creating this demand for this super simple product that can touch everybody, literally, and is, you know, having such a huge impact on these people halfway around the world. So,
well, instead of, so how it, yeah, how it works or how we envision it to work is that we're providing a market connection for their traditional fabric.
Yes.
And we're going around to, right now we work with 60 small family farmers up in northern Thailand. And we source this hemp from them, and we want to expand to thousands all over the Southeast Asian mountain range.
Because there are thousands of Hmong all over Southeast Asia. Right now, we're just sourcing from northern Thailand, but and all of them traditionally weave this fabric. This fabric is like their sacred fabric. And
it feels very sacred. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, they totally pray on it. Like it's.
You've been here for half an hour, right? About half an hour.
Yeah.
I've literally had chills the entire time. This has never happened in my life. It feels like a blessing.
Yeah.
It really does. Can we talk about why hemp's so magical besides all the praying and good energy they've put into it, obviously?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, just to add on to that, something is that, yeah, they also, like, otherwise this would be used as a canvas for their art, their batik art, which is their expression of the cosmos. So
have you ever seen the sacred geometry looking things that you can see it in South America too with the Shipibo tribes? They do the same sort of patterns, and you can find it all in indigenous cultures where they would take this plain fabric and then actually draw out in a wax pattern these intricate designs that can take months to do, and they might spend like 4 months on a piece that's going to then be used on a ceremonial dress. And what happens is they do the wax and then they'll dye it with different dyes. More often than not, like this shawl I'm wearing is dyed with fermented indigo.
Oh.
So they actually take indigo bark, and they sometimes have these baths that last 100 years and they'll keep refreshing it.
Wow.
So it's like an intergenerational thing, and they put the indigo in there and they ferment the indigo and they'll dip and dry it, and you get these vibrant dark blues and, you know, almost violet.
Yeah.
So then they'll take these for their birth suits, their death suits. They believe that hemp and indigo sort of just can transmute through the other dimensions. They'll often put like a little money now in their pocket to, you know, pay the toll, or I don't know exactly what it is. But yeah, so that's like the deep connection with this fabric, and us bringing it to the market is I was like, how could I make a simple product with this and go to so many farmers and not have to set up huge manufacturing plants and just ask for what they're doing and not like put into, we don't want to influx too much money at the same time. We don't want to like say they're all about, you know, we don't want to change their mentality of being working with the land to let's exploit the land as much as we can. And that's often what conventional farming does. It's like, wow, we need to make more money here. So let's grow, you know, let's cut down this whole hillside, burn it, and then grow.
I want to make a point on that.
Yeah.
That's part of the vicious cycle that we're seeing with big agriculture, right? You talked about the farmer that loves what he does, and then he can go from being in debt to non-operational in his personal path, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that happens because we are not any further supporting the land, right? We're not reestablishing all the nutrients in the soil. We take. So that's really important because hemp is regenerative.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, hemp's one of the only plants that goes very, very deep into the earth,
mm-hmm.
and it has the ability to not only clean the soil, but the air too.
Mm-hmm.
So besides being really good for us,
right.
It is super good for the earth.
Right.
You know, if there's a toxic spill, the number one healthiest, most efficient way to clean it would be to plant a field of hemp.
Yeah, it's definitely got these qualities that attracted me to actually pursuing it. When I was in university, I was learning about development and I was seeing, wow, there's so many problems caused by business. And then I saw hemp. There used to be a hemp store in OB 10 years ago. And this guy started it and he was like a preacher about hemp. And he schooled me one day. I came in after surfing and bought my girlfriend at the time some hemp shoes from him. And he was telling me about all these awesome things that it does. And like, you know, I picked up Jack Herer's Emperor Wears No Clothes book. And if you haven't seen that, that's like the sort of hemp activist Bible, where you could see the history of hemp, how many uses, you know, Popular Mechanics said it was the next billion-dollar crop, and there's over 50,000 uses for it. And you also can see these beneficial things that you can do with rotating it into regular agriculture.
You guys know about permaculture?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
So it would fit so beautifully into a permaculture model.
Mm-hmm.
It just would. And that, like you said, 50,000 uses. So that's just one. This is two, you know,
right.
There's so many things.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, they've studied it in Chernobyl by picking up radioactive material, like it processes it and absorbs it into the stock, helps break down the radiation in the ground. I don't know too much about that to substantiate that, but that's what I've read.
I've read that from more than one source.
Yeah, and then...
But information like that is really suppressed, though.
Yeah.
Which is why this is important as well.
Yeah, and that book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, you can see how, like, a big newspaper tycoon in, I think, the 30s, William Randolph Hearst, was sort of in cahoots with the cotton and the timber industry to sort of push back hemp because it was such an amazing panacea. You can use it for all these different things. And Henry Ford built the first Model T, or one of the first Model Ts, out of hemp. And you can see videos of him using a sledgehammer and it's hitting, like, the fender.
Hempcrete, right?
Yeah, it bounces off. Yeah, hempcrete. There's buildings that are, like, you know, a century old and England that are made of hemp cob, and it really got brought all around the world. And you know, it's obvious that I'm a hemp entrepreneur and, like, I love hemp, and I'm actually, like, out at the same time issuing a warning and a wake-up call to the hemp movement. I'll go out and say it, but hemp will not save the world. And contrary to a lot of people, really wanting it to, it really depends on the integrity of our use of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's stopping hemp from becoming the next biggest GMO multi-billion dollar crop?
Mm.
If we take a look at corn, corn actually has something like 3,500 different uses.
Yeah, it's incredibly nutrient dense also, or was,
yeah,
and had so many varieties and was a staple for a lot of
cultures,
native cultures. Yeah. And yeah,
it means
so
sacred
many uses
in,
as well. Yeah.
In some, in Aztec language, it means, or Aztec language, it means sacred mother, maize, mama, you know, maize.
Mm-hmm.
It's sacred. You can see corn in all these different colors that you wouldn't even imagine. It's a kaleidoscope of colors. Mm-hmm. From like, you can look at one kernel of corn and you'll see there's a universe inside of it.
I'm sorry. We keep going and now. Oh, we're good now. So you were talking about the structure of the corn.
Yeah. So what my point is with the corn is that it came from a very biologically diverse, very useful position to this poster child of GMOs because it was so useful. Because it's so useful, we are using it in our plastics now.
Mm-hmm.
So all those plastics that you see that are biodegradable, most of them are from corn. A lot of the
our fuel,
like ethanols, come from corn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of animal feed, most of the feed is corn, okay, and that's actually bad for their systems because mm-hmm. they're rheumatoids, they need grasses. Too much corn gives them indigestion and inflammation. And then you have the other end of it going directly to consumers when it's processed into high fructose corn syrup, which is in about 70% of processed foods. And, you know, mixing a fat with a carbohydrate, it confuses the body and produces these, like, autoimmune responses.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these things. And, you know, it's fattening people. Like, you can see a new Facebook meme about Coca-Cola talking about high fructose corn. So, anyhow, corn is an amazing plant.
It is.
And a lot of people have now seen corn as GMO and
it's demonized.
It has a big M Monsanto in front of it and it's been demonized, and you know, it was this revered plant and now we're at hemp, you know?
So how can we stop hemp from becoming the next huge GMO?
Well, I've thought about this, so thank you for
asking.
Is it takes the excitement of the people that really feel like hemp can be an amazing crop to really demand its integrity. So when you go out to buy hemp, make sure you look what company's producing it. Is it organic? You know, can you support smaller companies that work with, you know, tribes in Southeast Asia? Can you support like diverse farming? Can you check into how it's grown? And then, you know, on the top down side of it, or in the good citizen side of it, is can you see legislation coming? And you know, Prop 19 came through California. A lot of people were really for it, and guess who were against it? It was the small scale growers, because those permits that we're going
to
be...
And that was to legalize marijuana.
Yeah, it was. This is about medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, you can carry as much weed as you want. It's going to be great. And I'm like, well, you can already carry an ounce. Why do you need pounds? And anyway, the point being, it was a distraction. The subtitle was control and tax. And yes, tax dollars can bring in money for the state. Colorado's has all this extra money now. However, the small-scale growers opposed it because it was going to make sort of the collusion between permits being very expensive, and guess who has access to those? cigarette companies, tobacco companies, big agricultural firms.
Here in California, Philip Morris, before that, purchased a ton of land in Northern California with the intention of making like Uyghurettes or Uyghurettes, you know what I mean? Like,
So it's
they're going to exploit whatever.
So instead of like us thinking about some Monsanto version of sustainability, like let's think regenerative. And when we go and we see legislation coming out, let's be very critical of it, because there's all sorts of interests that go and shape legislation. And guess what? It's not going to be usually the grassroots movement that brings legislation to the forefront. You do have like labeling GMO, but you know, when we're thinking about the economics of it, it's like, who's going to put the money in to sponsor this? So we have to be critical when we see anything that comes up about cannabis, because cannabis, some of the best thing, one of the best things that has happened to that plant and for the health of the species and the diversity is the fact that it's not been regulated and it's been illegal, because it hasn't brought it under auspices of regulation that puts it into labs and makes it available for Monsanto. Although, you know, now Monsanto is making their genetically modified weed. And so we got to be really conscious about, are we going from monocrop to another monocrop? Are we going to corn to hemp? And if we are, how are we going to keep the integrity of this, like, really amazing, like people say it, hemp is so amazing. I've said it so many times, and I believe it can be. I'm the first one to, you know, I went out to start a business with no experience, because I believe so much that this could be an organic rotational crop to stop this cycle with small scale farmers. And I believe that it has so many uses, and it, you know, you can use it as fuel to power a factory, to power sewing machines, to power a whole shift in alternative resources off of petroleum. And reality is that part of industry, the very heavy industrial side, is still there and still has the money to put towards what's coming out. So I'm not saying those companies are inherently bad. However, it's up to the consumer to demand hemp be organic, to demand it not be a monocrop. So, you know, rotational crops, at the least rotational crops, if not, like you said, permaculture, where you have diversity in the crop planting. That's hard to do with industrial crops, but it's not impossible. It's really about how we decide to use hemp and how we decide to support companies that are producing hemp. And, you know, like when you have like a mainstream brand coming out with a hemp product, maybe understand, okay, like, do they have good labor practices? Are they being regenerative in all their ways? Are they giving fair compensation to the people that grow the hemp, to the people that make the products? You know, if we want to carry the integrity of this, you know, revered, sacred plant, to many it's sacred, if we want to carry that ethic through, let's be clear at the beginning, you know, when before this industry blows up again, and, you know, you have Philip Morris, like, saying go hemp, and, you know, George Soros putting all that money towards hemp, who has, you know, owns $5 million in Monsanto shares, like, understand, like, you know, like, that is part of the game. Hemp is not immune to that. It's, in fact, a very present subject. And so, you know, like I said, solutions, be conscious about where it's coming from. Like, even if the company isn't certified fair trade, which we aren't, isn't certified organic, which we aren't, because we're small, look. See, there's indicators. Companies will tell you, the transparency will be there, or it won't. And then you might have to ask more questions.
Ooh, I really like all of that. But the most important thing is the practicality of it has very much potential, but only if used with respect.
Yeah.
And that hits home for me, because I think as a I don't like to generalize things, but as a whole, we've got off balance as a world. One half of the world produces stuff for the rest to buy.
Right.
And in the meantime, we're depleting all of our resources, killing off ecosystems and different species. And why? Because there's no balance, right?
Yeah. And that's like, I think, to bring it back to what Matthew started the conversation with, saying like hemp will not save the world.
Right.
It's like, but creating an economy that actually values treating the planet and the people who live on it with utmost respect, creating an economy that values the health and wellness of, you know, everyone that we're sharing this planet with.
That was powerful.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. But we have to have that idea in our mind first before it can even happen, right?
For sure.
So I really like how you present this. And I have a whole new respect for hemp. I'm not aware of many companies. As a person who's conscious in researching things in the health industry, correct me if I'm wrong, but the hemp industry is kind of non-existent right now. Like
it's growing. And there's a lot of different products that are coming out, and I don't want to paint China as a bad guy, because I think they have a lot of ancient wisdom, and we love a lot of people I know practice Chinese medicine.
I love Chinese medicine.
Yeah, and they have amazing wisdoms that have been intact, and like, you know, we're still figuring things that, as like embryos, infants over here in the United States, they've been around 5,000 years. And a lot of the hemp that's grown and in commercial production, it comes from China. They do support small-scale farmers and very big farmers, and they have whole towns that process hemp that, you know, employ 10,000 people in Shandong in northern China. There's a whole town that's a factory town that's all hemp. So they do all the processing, they ship it all in. It's quite a big industry, and, you know, there's good things about that. They can have such high processing to get like your tubed, loomed fabrics, like your shirts, your t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So they can make hemp cotton t-shirts. When you get a hemp cotton, they have to essentially blow it up. They have to blow up the fiber. So what's really strong about hemp is that it's got a long fiber, but when it's blown up, you lose that strength. So you lose the strength part of it, but you can then weave it in with cotton and make these t-shirts, and you can make other products. A lot of the products you see out there are from, you know, two big factories selling it through different people, getting it to the U.S. And there's nothing wrong with that. And
it's not like when you say hemp is so awesome because it's naturally antimicrobial and because it's super durable and stuff, it doesn't have those qualities anymore as a t-shirt, most likely,
right?
You know, but that's fine. You can still use it that way. It's just more processing.
Yeah. And so that's part of, you know, that's part of the production. There's still some, traditionally grown in Romania. And they actually have a really nice weave, and their fabric is super strong. Like, some of the strongest hemp you can get is from Romania. If you get a Romanian piece, you'll have it for your whole life.
Goals.
If you, you know, put hemp seeds in your smoothies or salads or whatever.
I do.
Yeah, it's coming from Canada, most likely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, they were smart in Canada. They were like, huh. It's really a good, valuable crop. Let's produce it for its seed mostly. And that works in the upper latitudes there.
The most delicious thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great brain
omegas.
Food.
Yeah, lots of omegas.
It's a great vegan source of omegas for the brain function. It has the perfect 3-6 ratio for the brain function. Better than a lot of the other products you can get, like flax. And that's a huge industry too. So it's happening. It's a
I guess I should have
hundreds of
said
millions
it's
of
been
dollars.
happening, but
Yes.
we're not seeing it so much commercialized yet.
Yeah, it's
It's very organic right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love, I hope what we're doing today is educating people towards sustaining that idea
Yeah.
alone. Because the integrity in this hemp scrubby is beyond evident
I know
from
you.
the way it looks.
And what we're doing is very unique in the industry right now,
Right.
too.
Very minimal package. I love
It's
that.
hemp paper,
It's,
so
I
it's
was gonna say,
local.
it's nice paper.
Greenfield paper, they
It's a
have a
local company, San
hemp
Diego company.
and recycled post-consumer recycled blend. So we get it from them up in Claremont and Mira Mesa. And and actually just talking about the packaging, if you have a hempy scrubby, and I know we described the lymphatic massage, but there's actually a diagram inside that shows you how to do it.
Okay.
It's sort of self-contained.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't. I don't. I'm a very minimal consumer. I, as you guys can see here in my lab, I make most of my own things. I grow my own food.
I'll vouch for that,
I do. I do.
yeah. Yeah.
So I don't buy stuff. Like all the stuff in my house was saved from the side of the road or given to me.
Right.
Like it's just how I. That's just how I am. I would, because my money are my votes. I exchange my life for money to get other things.
Yeah.
So whenever I buy something with money, I'm like, this is my life I'm exchanging for whatever this is. I would spend some of my life tokens on this hemp scrubby because I think it would be an investment in myself.
Yeah,
Besides all the other
absolutely.
awesome attributes, like
Exactly.
honestly, guys, like I'm gonna hemp scrubby myself and I'm gonna tell people about how it changes me. I have a lot of allergies, and I'm just like I was telling you guys. Like, I have an air purifier in here. I have if I touch my cat, I get allergies, but I do it anyways because it's so cute. But I'm interested to see what would happen if I got on a regular regimen and started stimulating that natural function
Yeah.
more often. Like, would I get less eczema randomly? Would I? What would change? I wonder. Like, what have people been reporting?
Possibly. I mean, skin brushing is not like a new thing.
I
It's
know.
yeah, it's like an ancient
It is.
wellness practice. It's prescribed often in Ayurvedic medicine, ancient Indian medicine, for all sorts of things from like skin conditions to just, things that are going on internally, even digestive issues.
Well, not only that is like she said in Ayurveda, but you have it in Chinese medicine, you have it in the Middle East and Turkish bathhouses. They scrub your skin. European practices and old bathhouse practices is to really scrub the skin to get that stuff
Which is,
off your skin.
as mammals, as animals, we used to spend a lot more time grooming each other.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
where did that go?
Yeah,
I want that again. Like, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Like, there's a
exactly.
reason you can't reach back there,
Exactly.
right? Like,
You want to come over and scrub
seriously,
over
like, hey,
there?
hippie scrubby party. Let's get
Yeah.
in a hippie scrubby circle.
Yeah,
Just,
for sure.
I'm not encouraging that, but it would be awesome if more people were
A
like, hey, guys, let's all have like
scrub
hippie
down.
scrubby scrub down party, or I don't know. Like, people do group yoga. Why can't we do group exfoliating? Let's bring back bathhouses. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Let's do it.
it's really amazing.
Bathhouses, hot springs,
Yeah.
like,
Ooh,
it's a
we should take
great.
this to the hot
Yeah, we
spring.
did.
We
Before
have.
Harbin burned down,
Oh,
we
before
were
Harbin. I
we
just got
got
a whole
it.
new level of
Yeah, and Harbin
excitement.
picked up these because they love them too, and
Yeah,
people.
I would just want to be in the hot spring. I need this in my life. I'm gonna do this.
So what I like about this is after I came back from Asia, I had this roll, a 4 meter roll of fabric, and I was like, well, what can I do with this? Like, I was designing all these products and I was making clothes back in Asia, and I was like, well, what can I do with this? And I was reading about dry brushing, and I was like, well, I could probably use this. So I started using it, and I like immediately, like the first time I used it, my skin was like it woke up. Like my, all the blood started coming to the skin. It was red. My skin was red.
Do you know what gua sha is?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
This is like a light form.
Yes. It's gua sha. I had, my audience knows, I had this pain in my shoulder for like 7 years. Somebody did gua sha on me one time and it got lava hot for 10 hours. Just felt like fire.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever was in there came out. And it was a whole new arm.
Exactly. So think about this
gua
every
sha
day.
Everywhere.
Whole new body.
So
I'm so tingly. I think you guys should go so I can take a shower. I need a scrubby.
Yeah, I mean, doing this.
Will You're going to leave me that one now. I'm going to buy it or something. I want it
to. Oh, no,
too.
These are for you.
Never mind.
Yeah, so there's a, that one's a coarse one. This one's gentle. There's medium, gentle, and coarse.
Oh, you have levels too.
Yeah, so you can like, you can have a gentle one if you want a gentle on your face and rougher on your body, or if you want it level up. I would suggest people start with gentles. And
can I share with my honey? Can we share a hippie scrubby?
When we were testing out the product, we actually shared it for like
eight months.
I mean, you share a bed, you share a towel. It's not weird, right?
It's not. And we were sharing it for 6 months. I don't think we even washed it, just like, you know, in the shower. We had it lathered up with soap and then we'd hang dry it. It didn't get smelly. It lasted so long.
Yeah.
And like
trial. Yeah. You got to test your products.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So three years later, I'm still doing it every day.
You have the same one?
No.
Oh,
no. Cause like,
I was like, wait a second, guys,
you lose them.
We got to talk about, something.
You lose
that's,
them.
That's very,
you
that's a nice way to keep the balance.
Yeah.
It lasts, but oh my gosh.
No, recently I just started using a new one. I threw the old one in our compost and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just like being able to do this, like you were saying, you mentioned like humans, you know, primates groom themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually takes me, you know, could take me 5 minutes or it could take me a minute or 30 seconds, depending how much I want to pay attention.
Spend time. Yeah.
But I'm spending time every day acknowledging my body, acknowledging my skin.
It.
Yeah. And our slogan is love yourself, scrub yourself.
Oh my gosh. We're supposed to be friends. Oh man.
So hashtag love yourself, scrub yourself. That's
yeah. So when all you out there have a hippie scrubby and you're doing it and you want to,
I
want to
see your videos of how much you love it.
Hashtag hippie scrubby. It's H-E-M-P-Y and scrubby with a Y. Two Y's and a Y.
We haven't told anybody where to find hippie scrubby.
Right.
Yeah,
so we should do that.
If you're local in San Diego, it's available at Ocean Beach People's Co-op. It's also available at a bunch of farmers markets at the KP Essentials booth. And then on our website, hilltribehemp.org, we have a map of all of the locations in the United States that it's available.
Yeah.
Hilltribehemp.org. If you forget, it's Hempy Scrubby. You can search that. You'll find it. We intend to get to a lot more stores, and we have been growing slowly. Like, we got our product out by doing a grassroots tour across the U.S. And, you know, my little Mazda protege with a roof pod, you know, like, we went to the Rainbow Gathering this summer and, like, hung out there. And
I'm so proud
you know,
of you guys.
Yeah, on the way, we visited a lot of co-ops and natural food stores and just grassroots.
So we're mostly
got it
in co-ops around the U.S.
Yeah. A lot of co-ops.
Oh my gosh, I'm so inspired. Y'all are amazing. You really are.
Thank
Can
you.
I just clap for you for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, I it takes a lot to kind of make me stumble over words. I'm in awe, and you're kind of modest about it, but this really is, it really is amazing, because that's why I exist, is to teach people to love themselves. If you can get people to stop scrolling, I call it the scroll. When you're in Facebook land, you're stuck in that scroll, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I'm going to see what's going on. 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Every time. Right?
Guilty.
You better massage that finger.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, that's why your arm hurts, guys. That's why your thumb hurts. Stop scrolling. Anyways, I get off on that. But this will allow people to maybe remember that that wonderful connection that these Hill Tribe people have.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to, whether or not you recognize it, you're going to somehow assimilate it. There's too much magic in this. Just the sheer fact of loving yourself every day.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite thing about it.
Yeah.
That intention and just that, you know, like, the people that are growing this, to them it is a really sacred plant, and now you're rubbing it all over your body every day.
That's
like,
good
it's super good juju. I mean, there's whole cultures that won't eat food unless it's been preyed upon, right? So there's some there. Think about Masaru Emoto and the water experiments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an importance to how things were created. Like, I'm irritated that I have to use this computer to broadcast. Like, I'm really trying to work on.
But we are sending love bubbles out, and we are changing the vibration.
It's true.
Like mycelium networks on the internet.
That's the next thing though that needs to happen is some fair trade electronics.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what as a business owner and entrepreneur myself, I'm gonna do that. I've told you earlier, like, electronics are my enemy, but I have to love them for now. And I use them to transmit bad into good. I do. If I don't tell my computer I love it every day, it'll spontaneously explode. It's just the nature of machines in my life. I think it's because they know deep down that I don't like the industry they come from. But my whole point is that this is created with energetic history that's almost incomprehensible. Just generations and generations of people loving this sacred plant.
This is heirloom hemp, too.
Right? So this
These
is an
like
ancient
some
seed.
New hybrid stuff, which is fine, but this is, it's special.
It is, it feels special. Mm-hmm. It really does. I'm not just saying that. I really want to take a shower. I've never been so excited to go take a shower. Because, like, my partner and I, it's our thing. Like, it's like the core of our relationship. And I don't know if this is too personal, I don't care. We love helping each other get clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ritual we have, and it's the most intimate thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just washing each other. And we have discussion every day for about 8 years, like, gosh, wouldn't it be awesome if we found like the perfect thing? Like, this is something we talk about, and like, we've even grown our nails out to see like, maybe we have nails for this reason, you know, like maybe the nails are here to help us exfoliate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, you can't always count on your nails not to break. So this is going to be, like, the ultimate excitement for me.
Awesome.
I can't even.
Wow.
And I didn't know much about you guys, but I saw her lovely face that seemed familiar to me with this. And just by reading Hempy Scrubby, I knew. I knew what it was. I could tell what it was for. And I just.
Yeah, you were like, come on the show. I was like, cool. What do you
want
to talk about?
Why do you want to talk to me? And I'm like, I want to know more about Hempy Scrubby. Tell me.
Yeah, we're super grateful for this opportunity to come tell you and
the world
about Hempy Scrubby. And
love on yourself, guys.
Yeah, we're really excited to share this excitement behind a regenerative business model and regenerative way of living, and, you know, really being mindful about how you treat yourself too, and it, you know, as within, you know, so without. So we can really start every day, and especially when we're, a lot of people I know that watch anti-media stuff or pay attention, there's a lot of heavy things that hit you every day. So it's really important to like let that shit go.
Can I tell you, that's why we have my show on Friday.
Nice.
Monday through Thursday, we talk about all the junk.
Yeah.
We focus heavily on what's going on in the world, and it is traumatizing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot for people to carry. Think about it. This Hill Tribe people, they don't have to deal with the problems of the world every time they scroll. They're in their own little sphere where they can create something beautiful made with integrity. I feel like we're tainted in a way because we're just bombarded. So much input. It's overwhelming.
Well, I'd like to invite everyone that's listening to, you know, you can use Hempy Scrubby or whatever your detox practice is. But yeah, as a detox practice, setting that intention when you are cleaning yourself to, okay, I'm going to let go of everything that is not serving me right now. Not just making my skin clean, but like making my my spirit clean, my bringing out what shines in me, mm. and not letting anything that is that I'm receiving from the world like get in the way of that. So that's a great intention with the Hempy Scrubby.
I love it. I seriously love it. What's that hashtag again?
Love yourself, scrub yourself.
I'm gonna blow that thing up. Yes. I'm gonna use that hashtag every day.
Awesome.
This is my announcement. Watch out for love yourself, scrub yourself. Bombs from LaVon. Because it's perfect, right?
Totally.
So I hope that we stay true to our mission on objective perspective to educate you guys towards optimal wellness, giving you new ideas and maybe teaching you a little bit about history, and not overwhelming you with all the news going on in the world. But if you guys do want to know, you just go to our website, theantimedia.org. We're very happy to be here on UCY.tv, where the lovely station allows us to talk to all you beautiful people and use our power to connect to each other all over the world for good. So that's what we try to do, and you guys really helped me maintain my record of doing that. So yeah. Thank you very much. You told us so much information. Could you provide us with a summary of why you do it, how you do it, and why it's important? Can you just wrap up our show for us?
Basically, like Matthew said, letting go of the idea of sustaining and moving towards regeneration or really thriving, right? We want to thrive. We don't want to just sustain. So, what we do with Hempy Scrubby and Hill Tribe Hemp is all about creating an economy that supports that creates products that we want because it helps us thrive and also helps everyone involved thrive. Everyone in the supply chain. So
from the women who are running the households, because I know a lot of the Hmong tribe do.
And
what's really, really beautiful is that I've talked about them a few times recently. Maybe through that essence, I just attracted y'all here in some way.
And there is a big population here in San Diego.
Is there?
Yeah.
That
City
makes
Heights.
Me...
Where I work.
Wow.
My other job. Well, close to where I work.
Oh, they left the city, or they left the tribe, though.
Yeah, wars happen.
True. Yeah.
Vietnam War and war against them.
But beyond supporting everybody involved, you're loving yourself, which I think is, for me, the most beautiful message. Because mm-hmm. you can't share anything unless you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very adamant about that. I don't perpetuate anything that I don't do or know about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's investigative and we're just exploring things. But I really believe in the power of your skin. And my audience knows that it's very important as the largest organ. And you guys touched on how you've got to stimulate your lymphatic system. That's your third liver, right? Is that what you called it? Yeah. Third liver. So
third kidney.
Third,
really,
I'm sorry.
We only have,
third, yeah.
I'm glad we connected that. I know it's
two,
a little late, but.
Two kidneys. Yeah, whatever. It's late, guys. But you want to support that function in your body, which becomes stagnant mostly because of our environment and toxins we ingest. Mm-hmm. We're in a petroleum environment. It's in the soil. It's on the products we use. So inevitably, it's in the food. It's everywhere. So the more we can get away from that and become more balanced, like you said, balanced, right? And you can't have too much of anything. That makes me happy. I've got so many gold stars.
My whole philosophy around toxicity is it's only your body's reaction that makes a toxin a toxin. So if you need to get something out, get it out.
Don't leave it in there.
Don't make it toxic. And part of that is actually in doing practices that and dry scrubbing is one of those practices that you can do daily. That's easy. It's not a huge money investment, although there are lymphatic massages, this and that.
Mm.
But as something for a daily wellness practice, this is a really easy thing to do every day. And you'll see why it's so awesome, because you'll be like, wow, did I just drink coffee? Because I'm
you'll
awake.
Get energized.
And you don't crash. Alert. You just feel awake. You feel like ready to go. Like, before I do my morning meditation, I do this.
Well, I'm going to incorporate into my practice of loving myself And I really appreciate you guys sharing with us the love that's put into it from the time it's planted until you wrap it in this sweet little package of awesomeness. It's like I said, it's evident. And I'm proud of you guys. Human to human, I'm really proud of you, especially the fact that y'all traveled just grassroots style, which is totally anti-media style. Go team. Yeah. And you're doing it right. And I'm so happy to share my time with you. And more importantly, the lovely minds and hearts of these people who tune into us all over the world. We really appreciate you guys. Surprised we didn't get any calls tonight. They were just so enthralled. They didn't have any questions. But in that case, we have to have you guys back on. I want to check in with you soon. I don't know. We have to have you guys back in. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can have some sort of event. I'm really good at planning events in San Diego.
She's an event organizer.
Yeah. Oh, what? Okay. Okay. This is happening. We're going to do something. We're going to have a massive event. I just know it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have everyone love on themselves. Right?
Yeah.
Love yourself. Scrub yourself.
Love yourself. Scrub yourself. I guess final plug.
Tribehemp.org. It's good to support things that matter. Tribehemp.org.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you guys have Instagram? You guys?
Yep.
Yes.
Tell people that.
Hill Tribe Hemp on Same Facebook. Thing? Yeah. On Facebook, we're Hempy Scrubby - Hill Tribe Hemp.
You'll find us. We're out there.
Yay! I mean, you went across the country.
Yeah.
You're everywhere now. And now you're around the world. How about that?
Awesome.
Hemp went global tonight for Hempy Scrubby.
Woo! Let's scrub the world. Let's let go of all the stuff that doesn't serve us.
Yeah, our tour this summer across the country was Scrub the Nation. So I guess Scrub the Planet is next.
Scrub the airwaves.
I love it.
The interwebs.
We're cleaning the interwebs.
We are.
Oh my gosh. We just cleaned the interwebs with all y'all. We're on the next level. The quantum level. I love you guys. Like, truly and dearly. Thank you for joining me in my crazy rant, which is mostly educational due to my awesome guests here teaching us about why they do what they do and how they do it, and more importantly, why you should care. Thank you, guys. Have a fantastic week. Catch you all the other days next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'ma let them know, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.